Mayor Matt Harder says it's not in the best interest of the city to grant tax incremental financing, or TIFs, tax grants, and other subsidies to private projects. Plus, he does not want to favor one company over another. Last week, the La Crosse City Council approved a reverse TIF agreement with Quick Trip. Essentially, the company would build a new dairy facility and receive a certain percentage of their taxes back, about $425,000 over 4 years. City Council President Audrey Cotter says the council could override the veto. She says past TIFs in downtown La Crosse and industrial areas have sparked economic development.
All of these have created employment opportunities, construction opportunities, and they have created commerce opportunities.
Cotter says in most cases, the developments would not have happened without the TIFs. Some people have criticized the plan, saying it's a handout to a major company. UW-Whitewater economics professor Russ Cation says he tends to agree.
The government is picking winners and losers. They're saying we're willing to give money to this business, which implies they're not willing to give it to a different business. And so the government is basically making bets on behalf of one industry or another.
Cation says many municipalities are currently taking longer to pay off TIFs due to the decline in real estate values. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.